Here's a thought I'll title, What Will I Do With This Day? Each morning as I slowly awaken from my deep night sleep, the first thing that comes to my mind is I think about what day it is and what I have to do this day and what's coming up that I need to take care of, and sort of a quick overview of these are the day's challenges. And every once in a while, as I'm in that early waking phase, I can't think of anything that I need to do that day. My calendar is absolutely clean. I have no commitments, no obligations, nothing to do except, you know, eat and take care of things like showering and getting dressed. That's about all I have to do for the day. And whenever I have that kind of day, which is kind of rare, but it happens from time to time, I think, what do I want to do with this day? And obviously, a lot of the time, my attention turns immediately to photography. And although the idea of spending all day doing photography is a pleasant idea, there are some troublesome aspects of that because I find myself asking, okay, what will I do? And that's where the trouble kicks in. Now, obviously, I've been thinking about this for a while, or I wouldn't be talking about it here today in this Here's a Thought commentary. And I was surprised where the thought train led me, because I realized that when I have to make a decision about what I'm going to do today, there are two kinds of activity that I can engage in my creative and photographic life. The first I'll characterize as preparation, and the second I'll characterize as doing. And they are as different can be. For example, I could spend my free day going through my Lightroom catalog doing keywording. Oh boy, what a bunch of fun that would be. That's not actually doing any artwork. It's preparing to do artwork. It's something that I can do that'll make it easier for me to do my artwork. I can back up files. I can even go in and start looking at images and thinking about what might go into a collection, but that's not actually doing. That's preparing to do. It's laying the foundation for, at some point down the road, actually doing the artwork. It's amazing how seductive the preparation aspects of photography are. Another example, when I'm out photographing in the field, that's not doing artwork. That's preparing to do artwork. I'm gathering images that have the potential of making interesting photographs, of being printed or used in a book or a PDF or whatever. But I'm not actually producing a book or a PDF or a print. All I'm doing is gathering assets that I might someday use to produce something. Looking at maps and fantasizing where I might want to go photographing the next time I'm out for the weekend, that's also preparing. It's not doing. Shopping for a new camera or a new lens, or watching YouTube camera reviews, that's not doing artwork. That's preparing to do artwork. Organizing the files on my hard drive, cleaning my equipment, lubricating my tripod, selling off some of the old gear that I'm not using anymore, looking at books and reading about new techniques and ideas, or looking at books to look for picture ideas and other photographers' work. None of that is producing my artwork. It's all preparing to produce my artwork. Nothing wrong with preparing, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't do that. But there is a line of demarcation in which preparing, which doesn't accomplish art making, needs to be considered as different than actually producing our art. Like I say, it's so seductive to get hung up in the preparation aspects, dreaming about a workshop or a location that we might want to go, is not the same thing as mounting and framing and hanging that artwork on our wall, or putting together an exhibition for our website or a gallery, or producing print-on-demand book. What will I do with this day fundamentally divides itself into one of two kinds of activities. I'm either going to spend the day preparing to create artwork, or I'm going to spend the day doing artwork, finishing artwork, or at least moving toward a finishing of artwork. If it's a big project, it might take a number of days or weeks or even months to complete the artwork. Particularly, for example, if you have an exhibition of 80 or 100 prints, you're not going to do that in one day. So it's going to be divided up, but producing each individual print is producing artwork. Matting and framing and preparing it for hanging on the wall, or working on the layout for your PDF or your print-on-demand book, all of those things are producing artwork. I would even go so far as to say as developing a title or writing the introductory text. All of that is also doing your artwork, because you're making decisions directly and implementing ideas about the content of what it is that you're producing. You're not preparing to do that. You're actually doing it. And even if you change the title down the road a ways because you think of a better title or something, you're still doing the artwork as you create the title and all the rest of that. Here's the operative question that I ask myself. Maybe it's worth asking yourself too. What percentage of my creative life time do I spend preparing to do artwork, and what percentage do I spend actually doing artwork? You can't do artwork without preparation, but spending all of your time preparing doesn't produce any artwork. So somewhere there has to be a split between getting ready and doing the necessary preparation and background and legwork, etc., as compared to the actual production of our artwork. And what should that percentage be? What do you think it is now in your life? What do you think it should be? And what can you do to modify the percentage if you're not happy with the way it is now? In going through this thought process for myself, I know I've come up with a very definite conclusion that whatever percentage I'm spending preparing, it's far more than I wish it was. Because all of that time preparing to do something is taking time away from actually doing it. And when I think of myself as a creative individual and as a photographer, I don't think of myself as someone who is perpetually preparing and hardly ever producing. But sometimes I find myself in that space, and I don't like it. I want to spend way more time producing my artwork and less time preparing. But preparing is certainly a handy procrastination for actually doing the artwork. And I assume it's fairly obvious to all of us that if you're not doing artwork, you're really not an artist or a photographer. You may be approaching it with all that preparation work, but unless you finish things, you haven't really produced anything. And without production, there is no artist.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.